Bear Country 95.3 with Carrie Underwood. See you again. Mick here from Montague Webworks. Montague Webworks website of the week. Mick!
What ho?
What's going on, yo?
I finally made it back in.
Yeah.
It's been like, I think, 6 weeks, maybe?
No, it hasn't been 6 weeks.
But 5 weeks?
It's been too long, my friend.
Yeah. Well,
so what have you been doing? Like creating lots of websites?
Creating lots of websites. Yeah, we've been going nuts. But I did take vacation, and then I was sick for 2 weeks, so... Here I am.
All right. Okay.
But things are busy over at Montague Webworks.
Excellent. Good to hear.
And things are busy in town. So I don't know if you've been aware, been reading the papers, been on Facebook, you'll know about our local hero shop, Adam's Donuts.
Love Adam's Donuts. Yeah.
Yep. And the owner, I've forgotten her name, Carrie Brown?
Yeah, Carrie.
Carrie Brown. Yeah. She bought the place and... The town said, well, you needed a new fryolator hood and a sprinkler system and all that. And it's going to cost like $30,000 maybe. And so people came to her aid, like Penny Ricketts really went to bat, and that's awesome. And she's trying to raise money. So I wanted to talk about the website of the week in that context.
Okay.
We've done crowdfunding before, but we didn't do this particular site, which is Indiegogo.com. So it's I-N-D-I-E-go-go, Indiegogo.com.
Indiegogo.com. We won't ask where they get these crazy names.
Well, you know,
let's just talk about what they do.
There are only so many words left that you can use for a domain name, and you got to start to like schmertzenfrugal.com, you know?
Not yet. Let's not get there.
So,
all right, Indiegogo. What makes Indiegogo different than all the other ones?
It's not all that much different from like GoFundMe and others, but it's the one that they happen to use.
Mm-hmm.
So once you get there, there's a search bar on the top right, and you type in Adam's Donuts, and you'll have to scroll down because there's a lot of other Adam's things out there. And they've raised about $2,000 so far on this thing, but in person they've raised, I think, about $1,500 just from people showing up at the shop with the cash mob, you know, buy some donuts, hey, and you know, so they're doing rather well. But
good.
If you can't make it to the shop and you want to help her out, you would go to Indiegogo and do search for Adam's Donuts.
We've talked about these fundraising sites before. Some of them...
Crowdfunding.
Yeah. Some of them have a goal.
Right.
That you have to hit or you don't get any of the
money.
That's
right. So the first one...
This isn't like this, right?
No. Kickstarter was the first one, and that's their policy, where if you say our goal is $30,000... If you don't make the $30,000, if you don't raise $30,000 through the site,
all the money goes back.
You don't get any of it. It's all pledge money.
Mm-hmm.
So the money doesn't actually come out of your account until they actually hit their goal. There are others like Indiegogo where you say, yeah, I'll give her $30, and the money comes out right away and goes into her bank account right away. So, bam, the money is hers.
You're kind of like that better. I got to tell you.
And but the website adds these sort of mile markers and also donation benefits. So you can say if you donate $100, then you get this. If you donate $50, you get this, etc. So it's sort of incentives. Exactly. You know, like if you're doing, you know,
a DVD of the performance.
That's right. A coffee mug with someone's logo on it. So
is there an app for Indiegogo?
Oh, I'm sure there is. Yeah.
Because I figured out that's the way we become billionaires.
That's right.
I was reading about Evan Spiegel this morning. Youngest billionaire out there. They just released the billionaire list.
Wow.
You know, they do this every year.
Yeah.
Youngest billionaire is Evan Spiegel. He's 24.
Wow.
And he is the co-founder of the photo messaging app Snapchat.
Snapchat, that's right.
That's how you make all your money there, Mick.
Man, I'm in the wrong business.
Hey, speaking of money, and speaking of saving money, Montague Webworks is on our 30% off store over at bear953.com. And we've been telling everyone, 50% mode right now, Mick.
That's great. I mean, we love the certificates, and it saves you money, and you get a website, and you know, it works out for me here at the radio station. So it's a win-win-win for everybody.
These are $100 gift certificates. And they're available for $50 right now. What are people using?
Bucks, hey.
Yeah, what are people using these gift certificates for, Mick?
They buy them for a new website. If they need me to help them with their current website, you know, they can buy a certificate for that, and I'll do that. I even come to your home and help out on your laptop right there, figure out your current website needs. But mostly, it's for building new websites.
You know, you're like the anti GoDaddy.
The anti GoDaddy.
Yeah, you're like the complete opposite.
Do tell.
Yeah. Well, I mean, GoDaddy isn't coming to your home
and explaining what your
website's going to look like.
That's right.
That's not happening.
No.
Mick, Montague Webworks, again, 30% off store over at bear953.com. You get the link. And right now, our 30% off store in 50% mode. Be good, Mick.
Yep.
All right, 756.